Megillah Tanya starts Nisan year. Sivan goes in order of the months of the year, and it lists off all the Amitav that were added by the Chachamim during the period of the Bayis Sheni. So Hanukkah, the history of Hanukkah, the reason why it's called Megillah Tanya is because all of these Yamim Tovim have a mitzvah of Simcha Midrabanan, and you're not allowed to fast. It's an Issa Tainus. Some of them are Mochomer, and you're not even permitted to deliver Hespit, like on Hanukkah, you're not allowed to deliver Hespit. And some of the others are less Chomer, so it's only Osa Betainus and Musa Mutta Behespit. So the Brisa tells the whole story of Hanukkah, that Beis Hamikdash was taken over by Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and they were metame all of the shemen. It's not exactly clear how the shemen became tame. Is it because there was a war and there were dead bodies all over the place? And they says metame ba'ohel, or is it because they had already been gozer on nochrim that a nochri is metame like a zav? It's on, Tosfos says it's unclear when that gzera was made. The nochri, menatora nochri is not metame. Nochri can't be a zav. But the Rabban, they declared every Nochri has a din like a Zav, because they were afraid the Nochrim used to practice Mishkav Zohar, so they were afraid that they would get Jewish children involved in their practices. So they told the children, if you touch the Goy, he's going to be Mekabel Tumah. And at that time, everybody had to go to Mikvah. Men, women, children, single, married, everybody had to go to Mikvah to make sure that you're Tohar. People were going into the Beis HaMikdash eating Karbonis. There were Kohanim reading Truma, people reading Ma'aseh Sheni, Yerushalayim. Everybody had to be Torah. Today, the whole relevance of going to mikvah is only for married women to be muta labailo. So we don't allow single girls to go to mikvah because it's just going to encourage them to sin. But in the days of the Tanaim, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody had to go to mikvah to make sure that everyone is Torah. So to serve as a deterrent that the Nochrim shouldn't be able to get Jewish children involved in Mishka Zohar, so they said to the child, 1, 2, 3, shine. If you touch a Nochri, you become Tommy. All the Nochrim have a din like a Zav, so that protected the children. So the story goes that all the Shemen in the Beis HaMikdash became Tommy. There was only a little bit of Shemen, and there was only enough to light for one day, and then a miracle occurred, and it lit for 8 days. So here some of the Mefarshim are bothered with Akasha. We have a Pasuk in Chumash about Mashkim being the Kabbal Tumah. Whenever we discuss Kabbalah's Tumah, so we always say that there are four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah. Odom, Mekelem, Ochlem, and Mashkim. Odom is only Jewish. Odom, Anochri, is not Mekabel Tumah. Kelim, there are certain Kelim, and not all Kelim are Mekabel Tumah. If you have Klei Glolim, Klei Avonim, Klei Adomo, earthenware vessels are not Mekabel Tumah. Unless you baked it in a hot oven, then it becomes a Klicheres. But there are still countries in the world where they make Klei Adoma and they don't bake them in an oven. So that's not Mekabel Tumah at all. So that's Klei Adoma. Then you have Klei Glolim and Klei Avonim. Stoneware is not Mekabel Tumah. But basically, Kelim are Mekabel Tumah. The Godim, clothing, is Kelim. That's Odom and Kelim. And then you have Ochlem and Mashkim. Ochlem and Mashkim is also Mekabel Tumah. So Mashkim is a Pasuk in Chumash. Ochlem is a Pasuk also in Chumash. That Oichel was only Mekabel Tumah if it had Hechsher, if it was rinsed off with one of the Zay Mashkim in advance before the dead Sheretz touches it. Otherwise, the Oichel man, let's say you plucked the fruit off from the tree and it wasn't rinsed off, while it was growing on the tree, it was raining on it, but that's not Makshel Mekabel Tumah when it's still attached to the ground. But after it's detached from the tree, so someone has to pour the Chiyut on Mayim Alzera, someone has to pour water on purpose, or it should be. It should rain on it, and the owner should be nichola. He's happy about the fact that his fruit was rinsed off by the rain. Then the oichel become huchshel lekabel tumah. And mashkim is also possible. Hamashka sheishasa b'chol kli yitma. Any mashka, let's say if you have a puddle of water, so you don't say the water is mashkin, it's mekabel tumah. I say the puddle of water, if it has a revius of more, is a mikveh. Even though if a tefilas adam you need mem saw. But for tefillas kelim, if you have a needle that became tummy, a needle is a kli that could be mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says, Benatar, you can be tovel a needle in a revius of water. A revius is the volume of a becher, a revius is the volume of an egg and a half, not so much water. So if you have a puddle of water on the ground, that's not mekabel tumah, because that's a mikveh in the pasuk. It says, Mashk, ach mayan abar mikveh mayim yihi atohar. The water in the mikveh, the water in the mayon is not mekabel tumah. It remains tohar. So the pasuk says, "V'chol mashka sheishase b'chol kli mashka that's in a kli is mekabel tumah. Mashka on the ground is not mekabel tumah. And the pasuk nechal mashka sheishase has to be royal ishti asodim. Let's say you have some mashka that tastes awful, so it's not royal ishti asodim. It's not mekabel tumah. And then the Gemara quotes at the end of the first parak in Sochim, that's the sugi Rab Hanina's Gana Koyim, that they usually skip in the yeshivas. All about Tumah V'Tara and the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Gemara quotes three opinions in the Tanaim. How do you translate the last word in the pasuk? Chol mashka sheishase b'chol kli, any mashka in a kli, which is royal ashtiyas odom, chol mashka sheishase b'chol kli, yitmo. How do you translate yitmo? So one interpretation is yitmo tz mekabel tumah. But if you have water, let's say I'm tummy and I stick my finger in, I'm a tummy the tea, or if I start drinking the tea, so I touch the tea with my lips and I'm tummy, so my lips are also a tummy, not only my fingers. Maga is not only with the hands, maga with the toes, any part of the body is going to be tumas maga. So should I say that chomashka and sheisosa b'chol kli yitmo mashka ma mekabel tumah, but they cannot be metami acherim? The Mishnah is talking about mashkin being metame acherim. That part is only midirabana. Now the Tana says no. Ach mashkin sheishase b'chol kli yitmo pshuto shemikam means yitmo, it can become tame, but included also is yitame acherim. It's not the kriya ksiver or anything, but it's included. Not only is it mekabel tumah, it's metame acherim. And the third Tana is of the opinion that neither of the above, that mashkin are not mekabel tumah. And there are only three things that are mekabel tumah: od mekelim and ochlim. Mashkem anat mekabel tumah at all. What does the word yitma mean? Yitma means it can be machshel lekabel tumah. If you rinsed off an apple with one of the zayin mashkem, then the apple is huchshel lekabel tumah. But mashkem anat mekabel tumah at all. Halacha l'maisa, we know what the din is. It's a question whether it's been a term in the Rama. Halacha l'maisa, mashkem on mekabel tumah, and they're even mitame acherim. If you touch a mashke, the mashke becomes tumah, and then the mashke touches an ochel. So the oichel will be mekabel tumah from the mashke that was tummy. But the question is, how much of this is minatara, how much is midirabon? What's the difference? We observe the dinim derabonin anyway. So the Gemara says, no, the difference is that in the Beis HaMikdash they were mekel. Whatever is only midirabonin, so in the Beis HaMikdash they didn't want afushi tumah. They didn't want to make too much tumah midirabonin. At the same time, they made chumris midirabonin in the Beis HaMikdash and they made kulis. So one of the coolest is that mashke beimat b'chaya, the mashke in the Beis HaMikdosh, if you hold that it's only midirabbanon, so in the Mikdosh they will never gozer. They don't want to pass on karbonos unnecessarily. So the question is, how much of tumas mashke is the rabbanon? So if you hold that ein lahem tumme min ha-Torah at all, the mashke sheishase b'chol kli yitma, yitma means that mashke could be machshe oichel mekabel tumah, but mashke themselves are not mekabel tumah at all. So then, mashke bei mat b'chai, the mashkim and the Beis HaMikdash dochon atahorim means tohor legamrei. They will never go to any tumah at all. Mashkim are not mekabel tumah. If you hold mashkim have tumah min ha-Torah, just letame acherim is merabonon. So mashke bei mat b'chai, the mashkim and the Beis HaMikdash are dochon, they're tohor, they can't be metame acherim, but they themselves, that's tumah deraisa. So here, the achreinim are bothered with the kashim. What was the need for the whole Nes Chanukah? Because there was a lot of oil on the Beis HaMikdash, but all the oil was nitma. What do you mean oil is nitma? But if the din is a mashke in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not mekabel tumah. That was a machlokes hatanaim, halacha l'maisa. The Rambam paskens tohor legamrei. So if you say that tumas mashkim, the whole thing is midirabbanan. The word yitma on the pasuk does mean that the mashkim become tumah. It means mashkim have the ability to be machshe oichlim lekabel tumah. So why was there a need for the whole Nes Chanukah? That's what the Sholem Eishiv discusses. So I always thought that the whole kasha was a mistake. The Gemara says that Eitzim Alevayna in the Beis HaMikdosh become puzzle. Let's say Odom Tameh touched logs. Logs are not Oichlim, it's not Mashkim, it's not Odom, it's not Kalim. If you make a wooden chair out of it, then the chair is a kli, it's Mekabel Tumah. But if you have just logs that you chop down from the tree that you use on the Mizbeach to make a fire, to hold a fire, the logs are not mekabel tumah, or levoino. Levoino is in the Ketores, or levoino for the Shnei bazin chalavayna. You have the lechem upon him. Every Friday you bake 12 chalas, 12 lechem upon him, and you put them two piles on the, and two maroches on the shulchan. And on top of, next to each one, on top of each pile, is bazicha levayna. You burn on the mizbech. You're going to burn it. It's going to be a haktorah, but nobody can eat it. It's not roi lachila at all. Nonetheless, the Gemara says that eitzim levayna amakabel tuma. That's called chidus hakodesh. Even though it's not roi lachila, because it's a carbon that are offered on the mizbech, and carbonas that are offered are called achilos mizbech. It's called lachma shalishim. As if there's achilos adam, as if achilos mizbech. So the Gemara has a din. It's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, whether it's a din deraisa, din derabanan. The Gemara has a din that eitzim alevayna a mekabel tumah. Well, how can it be mekabel tumah? It's not edible at all. So there's a famous explanation from Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Slabodka in Europe. I think the government, the rumor had it that the government was going to start to draft yeshiva bachrim into the army. So they were very concerned. That'll be the end of Shmiris HaMitzvah. There won't be any yeshiva. So half the yeshiva moved to Eretz Yisrael. Half the yeshiva moved to Hebron. Then there was a pogrom in Hebron. So then the Hebron yeshiva moved to Yerushalayim. And now the people in Hebron, it's no longer Hebron, people in Hebron, they're Shavei Hebron, they're very Zionistic people. That's not Slabodka. Slabodka is now in Yerushalayim, Slabodka yeshiva. So when the half the yeshiva, Slabodka yeshiva, moved to Eretz Yisrael, so one of the Rosh Yeshivas, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, he wrote the Levush Mordechai on Bava Kama, on Bava Metzia, and he has one volume on Kodshim, those were the shurim that he gave in Ira Kodesh Chevron. He gave those shurim in Chevron. So he has a famous piece in his Sefer where he explains that there are two dinim in Tumah. There's one din, things are Makabal Tumah, and then there's a din of Psul Tumah. The Pasuk says, if you have flesh from karbanis, if a tummy touches the basar, let's say the flesh, what I'm going to say is incorrect. Okay. I'll say it and I'll explain why it's incorrect. Let's say you have flesh that was never hukshah lekabel tumah, was never rinsed off. So it's not mekabel tumah, but nonetheless, that's a din of chibas hakodesh. If it's flesh from a carbon, so if a tummy touches it, even though it's not mekabel tumah, it becomes puzzled. That's a pasuk. Habasa shiga b'chal tomei lo yeyochel. You're not allowed to eat it. It's incorrect. That's never going to happen because when you shecht an animal, we learned the Mishnah, the blood comes out on the neck. So that blood is machshel lekabel tumah, the whole flesh of the animal. That's a Mishnah in Chulin. That's a Mishnah in Chulin. Theoretically, it's possible to shecht an animal. No blood will come out. Highly unlikely. Maybe one chance in 5 billion, trillion, zillion. How is it possible? The blood vessels are all going to be bleeding over there. It's full of blood. So there's a Mishnah in Chulin. We learned it in the Lamed, I think, Lamed Gimel. Shachat v'liyatzim men adam shchitosa k'sheira. There's such a... And it's not hukshah l'kabel tumah. But in Karbanis, you can't have that. In Karbanis, you have to do zrikas adam. So the whole avodah of shchita by Chulin, we shecht famous now in America, all over the world. Shchita by Chulin means... We're learning Chulin, all you know. The shchitas chulin means you're killing the animal in a specific fashion. You have to slaughter it in the right way, but it shouldn't be anisa nevela, shouldn't be anisa enes vucha. But shchita by korbanis is the first of the dalar avodas adam. You do shchita kabbalas adam, alochas adam, zrikas adam. So shchita there doesn't mean killing the animal. Shchita there means separating the dam. Rashi writes to be mevarech elu gavoya, to separate the dam which you're going to be zarek on the mizbech from the rest of the animal. So if you shech the carbon and dam doesn't come out, so that you can't use that flesh as a carbon. There's no kabbalas adam, no zrikas adam. So the whole case that I gave is incorrect. But that's what Moshe Mordechai says based on that pasuk. Habasa shiga b'chol tamei. The pasuk is talking about besar kachim. Habasa shiga b'chol tamei lo yeyochel. It's a psul tumah. There's a psul tumah and then there's a din of kabbalas tumah. So he said that's the whole din of eitzim olivayna, the logs on the mizbeach. And the bazicha levayna, the levayna which is inedible, it's not roi l'achila sodom, the levayna that you makt around the mizbech every Shabbos morning in conjunction with the lechem apanim, every Friday you bake 12 lechem apanim, you put it on the shulchan on Shabbos morning, and then next, it sits there for a week, and then next Shabbos morning, a week later, you take it off, and you makt the shnei bazicha levayna, and then the Kohanim eat the lechem apanim, yom v'layla, at chatzos, they eat it on Shabbos, until midnight on Matzoi Shabbos. So the din is that the Levina can become pasul if a tummy touches it. Levina is not mekabel tuma, but it's a psul tuma. So I thought the whole kasha was a mistake. Even if the din were that mashkem and the beis hamikdash are not mekabel tuma, whatever tuma is only with the rabbanon, so whenever guys are in the beis hamikdash, nor the not lafushi tuma, it shouldn't be extra tuma unnecessarily, like ein shvuz ba mikdash. If it's going to pass a la korban, so you say that it's not mekabel tuma. Fine, it's not mekabel tuma, mashkem are not mekabel tuma, but still, if this is the shemen that you're madlik in the menorahs, the shemen in the menorah is like a korban. So the korban, it'll be nipsal if a adam tummy or if tuma touches it, it's a psul tuma, even if it's not mekabel tuma. So I thought the whole kasha was based on a mistake. I thought for sure that's a real din. That's a din der, either a din der ice, a din der abon. That's eitzim alevain. It become puzzle. The gabi mizbeach, if they come in contact with tumah. But I thought the whole kasha was based on a mistake. Here there's a famous kasha that Pnei Yeshua quotes from the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi lived in Vilna the same time as the Shach. The same time as the Chelkus Mechoikik, and then when Chmelnitsky started the riots in Tachvat Tat, that was 1648 and 1649, they were killing a lot of Jews. They said everybody ran away, so the Shach ran away, Chelkus Mechoikik, the Chacham Tzvi. So the Chacham Tzvi, Pnei Yeshua lived later. Pnei Yeshua lived in the 1700s. So Pnei Yeshua quotes this kasha from the Chacham Tzvi. We have a din that any korban shezman kavua is deicha tuma. If need be, you can bring the korban mituma. We usually say that it's a tumas muta betzibur. If it's korban tzibur, it's not really accurate. The Mishnah says in Tmura in the second parak, it's not really a korban yochid versus a korban tzibur. It really it's like this. Ruba de ruba of all the korbanos tzibur as manam kavua tmidim umasafim. You have to bring the tmidim twice every day, and if you don't bring it today, over yama batel korban, you lost the chance. That's manam kavua. Musafim have to be brought on Shabbos and Yom Tov Chol Hamoed Rosh Chodesh. This is manam kavua. So ruba de ruba of korbanos tzibur as manam kavua. Very rare. Where do you have a korban tzibur that's manam kavua? You have a parhalam doshal tzibur. If the Beis Nagadol made a mistake in Psak Halacha, and the Rav HaTzibur of Eretz Yisrael, the majority of the 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, ate Chametz B'Pesach, and they did a Malacha B'Shabbos because of the mistake in Psak of the Beis Nagadol. We don't know if it ever happened. There's such a law on the books. In the Chumash, there's such a din, and the Mishnayos and Harias, they talk about such a din. We don't know if it ever happened in the history of the world that the Beis Nagadol made a mistake, and the Rav HaTzibur listened, and they did. So on the books, there's such a din that the Beis Nagadol has to bring a special chatas. Instead of requiring of each and every individual person who is Mechal Shabbos, Hawait Chametz B'Pesach, to bring a korban chatas, so the Beis Nagadol brings. So that's a korban tzibur, but that's not zman kavua. There's no specific day when you have to bring it. But 99.99% of all the korban tzibur are tmidim u'masafim, so that's usually that zman kavua. Ruba de ruba of korbanos yochid are not zmanim kavua. Let's say a yochid brings a noila ashlami machatos and osham something. That's not zmanim kavua. You bring it at the first available opportunity. If you didn't bring it today, bring it tomorrow. You don't say over yom a bottle of korban. Once in a while you have a korban yochid, which is zmanim kavua. Let's say the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur has to bring parachatos hashalo. He pays for the parachatos. Most of the korbanos on Yom Kippur are paid for by the machzor shekel money. That's korban tzibur. And the parachatos hashalo, that's the kohen gadol has to bring. Or the kohen gadol has to bring a minchas chavit in every single day of the year. Machzisa b'boik and machzisa b'en abay. He pays from his own pocket for that. That's a korban yochid, but it's zman kavua. Has to be every single day. So there is such a thing as a korban yochid, which is zman kavua. And it's takadecha Shabbos and it's decha tumah. But the Mishnah says in Tmura in the second paragraph, we usually call it a korban tzibur is mutter to bring betumah, is mutter on Shabbos, and a korban yochid is not. It's a little not so accurate. The Mishnah says it really doesn't depend on korban yochid versus korban tzibur. It depends whether it's zman kavua or not zman kavua. The Gemara has another din that depends. It's a different category of a korban. A korban shezman kavua has a different chal Hashem, different type of a korban. Take for example, there was a when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, so there was an Issa Bamas. You weren't allowed to make Bamas anywhere. When the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, for sure there's an Issa Bamas. But there was a period of time where the Mishkan was not in Shiloh. So then there was a Heta Bamas. So people can make a Bamas Yochid. And then there was a Bamas Siba. Noven Givon, there was a Bamas Siba. So Bamas Yochid, a private Bamas. A person makes a Bamas anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. There's one Heta Bamas. He can only be makri of the Dorim and the Dovas. If he was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig and has to bring a Chatos, he can't bring it on a Bamas Yochid. A Bamas Sibur in the city Nov, and then later in the city Givon. So Nov and Givon, there was a Bamas Sibur. So there you can bring Chodesh as Manam Kavua. If there's a Korban, let's say the person was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, has to bring a Korban Chatos, he can't bring it. Not on a Bamas Yochid, not on a Bamas Sibur. You can't bring on a Bamas Yochid. Can only bring the Dorim and the Dovas. And then he can't bring an Abamas Tibur because it's not Zmanam Kavua. He can only bring Chovish Zmanam Kavua. So the Gemara has that's a special category. Korbanis Chovish Zmanam Kavua has a special category. Api Aloch, it's Decha Shabbos, Decha Tume, and it's Mutter to bring an Abamas Tibur. So here, this is what the Chacham Tzvi was bothered with the Kasha. You have to light the menorah every night in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's considered like hakrovas hakorban, just like you burn karbanas on the mizbeach, and you pour wine down the mizbeach, down the shisin, so that's also like a korban. And on sukkahs you pour water down the pipes on the mizbeach, that's also a korban. When you're doing this ramayim on sukkahs, the water is a korban. So every single night of the year, when you light the menorah, so the shemen that you burn is also considered like a korban, has all the dinim like a korban. And that's a korban sibur. That says mana kavua. Every single night you have to light the menorah. So that's its kasha. That's the Chacham Tzvi's kasha. Why was there any need for any miracle at all? Even if all the shemen would be tummy, you didn't have to even have one bottle of oil that should be tar. Even if all the shemen would be tummy, the din is that you're allowed to be makrib the korban sibur. Korban says mana kavua. Korban sibur, even in a state of tuma. That's the kasha that the Pnei Yeshua quotes in the name of the Chacham Tzvi. So the Pnei Yeshua has an answer. He gives a famous answer. He says, Anachinami. But if the korban tzibur is brought b'tahara, it's more mehudar. The Mishnah has in Psochim, when you have a korban shebo b'tume, let's say you have a siri harigolim, yeah, and every Rosh Chodesh and every Yontif, you bring musafim, bring a whole bunch of musafim. So most of them are oilers, and some of them are chatos. So a chatos is normally eaten by zichri kuhuna in the Azor, yom b'laylo at chatzos. If you brought the chatos in the state of tumah, so you bring the korban, but the kohanim are not allowed to eat it. A korban that's bought b'tumah is ein nechel b'tumah, because it's incomplete. The one exception is the korban pesach. Pesach habo b'tumah, nechel b'tumah, shem b'tchilos l'abo ela la'achila. The whole purpose of the Korban Pesach is a Yotzei Min HaKlal. It's an exception to the rule. But so if you have an option of bringing a Korban Tzibur, either B'Tahara or B'Tuma, so you certainly bring in B'Tahara. That'll be a Korban Bishlei Musam. Yeah, so that's the Kasha. If all of the Shemen became Tomei, so you could be Madlik the Menorah with Shemen Tomei. So what was there a need for the miracle? So the Pnei Yeshua says, Anachrami, there really wasn't any need. But if you madlik the menorah b'tahara, then it's more mehudadik. And the Rabbanu Shlomo made a miracle to show chibasam shal Yisrael, that he loves the Jewish people so much, he wants to give us an opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah b'shlei musa. Not we should fulfill a mitzvah shalo b'shlei musa. Because usually when you bring a korban tzibur b'tuma, it's incomplete. That's a korban that's korban b'tuma, it's not nechal b'tuma, with the exception of korban pesach. Rabbanu Shlomo went out of his way, made a miracle that we should be yotze the mitzvah l'mahajim. So the Pnei Yeshua says, and this helps him understand why there's such a strange phenomenon. The Chacham made a takana adlokas ha-menorah. We have the mitzvah adlokas ha-menorah. Then they made mahadrin. Then they made mahadrin mena mahadrin. You don't find it anywhere else in dinim deraisa, dinim derabbanan. That when they made the takana melechatzida, they built in a clause for mahadrin and a clause of mahadrin mena mahadrin. Why manishtana over here? Why is korban? Why is hadlokas samanoira and Chanukah? Why is it different? So he says because the whole miracle was in order to do lamahadrin. That's what the Pnei Yeshua answers. So other achrayim give a different suggestion, But they don't explain it well. Other Achrayim say it's true that if you have a menorah, if you have a Beis HaMikdash, you have a menorah, and that's functioning, Beis HaMikdash that's functioning, menorah that's functioning, and then all the Shem and the Stameh, that's true, you could be madlik the menorah betumah, like a korban tzibur, a korban shezmano kavua. But here the Gemara says in Menachos that they had to make a new mizbech, they had to make a new menorah. The old mizbeach was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. The lashon of the Mishnah is the avne hamizbech sheshiktzum anshe yovan. The shiktzum means it was used for Avodah Zarah. Shikas hamishamim is a lashon in Tanakh about Avodah Zarah. So the avne mizbeach, the mizbech was used for Avodah Zarah. So they can no longer use it. So they had to make a new mizbech. The Gemara has a whole discussion. How if I come into your house and I decide I start to bow down to the furniture. So if it's in my house and I deify my furniture, so I make it into Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah becomes Asamana. I come into your house, we say, Eilon Mosad Dov Sheinu Shaloi, how can I designate your furniture? It doesn't belong to me. How do I have the ability to designate it for Avodah Zarah purposes? So what do you mean? The Anshe Yovan designated they were bringing Karbonis to Avodah Zarah, and the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbech, and the Mizbech became Pasul. How were they the Balabatim to Asa the Mizbech, the Pasul the Mizbech? So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers that there's a Pasuk in Yecheskel, I think. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Hanavi speaks about Yecheskel lived before the Churban Beis HaMikdash by Beis Rishon and during and after. He lived through the Churban by Beis Rishon. So he says, the Pritzim will come in and use the Beis HaMikdash for their secular purposes or for Avodah Zarah purposes. They'll be Motziyat Lechulin. So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. When the Anshe Yavon, when the Yavonim used it for Avodah Zarah purposes, it was Yotze Lechulin and it no longer belonged to the Jewish people. So they had the ability to Aser it. That's a big machlekes, the Balamor and the Ramban, who are the Pritzim. So the Balamor there in Avodah Zarah and Daftun Beis. So the Balamor on the bottom of the rib, Balamor says the Pritzim were the Jewish Misyavdim. He says when the Goyim use the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah purposes, they can't aser it. Because they don't know most of the Dabash and Shaloi. When the Jewish Misyavdim, when the Jewish Hellenists used it for Avodah Zarah purposes, they're the Pritzim. That's what he claims. And the Ramban disagrees. He says, no, fakir, Boba Pritz goes on Pritzi Achman, doesn't go on Pritzi Yisrael. Doesn't go Dafkan Jewish, the Misyavnim. The Jews are acting like Yavonim. It goes on the Goyim, the Avodah Zarah. Whatever it is, the Gemara says, they asad the Mizbeach. And then the Gemara says, somehow the menorah disappeared. The Gemara doesn't say what happened to the menorah. They don't say the menorah was used for Avodah Zarah. Just the menorah disappeared. The old Mizbeach, the Mizbeach was there, but they couldn't use it anymore. So they put away the old Avodah Mizbeach in Alishka, in one of the side rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. That used to be the Mizbeach, and then it became Nifsa because they used it for Avodah Zarah. So they kept it like in a museum, in the Bayi Sheni. But the old menorah somehow just disappeared. Someone walked off with the menorah. So they had to make a new menorah. The Gemara has a whole discussion. The day the Chashmonaim came in, it takes a long time to make such a fancy menorah. But Kaptor Megvim, Afrochim, you can't just make it in an hour. So they made a makeshift menorah the first day that they wanted to light the menorah when they won the battle and they started to clean out the Beis HaMikdash. What was that menorah made from? So there was, at the time the Gemara was written down, it was already a few centuries after this story happened. So the Gemara is not sure exactly what it was. So one opinion, one version had it, a machlekes in history, a machlekes in halacha. One version had it that the makeshift menorah that they made was made from wood. It had containers to put the oil in. The wood is, you're not going to burn the wood. So it had containers in it, but the menorah basically was made from wood. The other opinion is, no, it wasn't made from wood. It was made from metal. A menorah has to be made. A menorah is a klisharis. So you can't make a klisharis from wood. It has to be made from metal. So the Gemara says there's a machlekes hatanaim. How do you read the psukim? Preferable is you make a menorah shel zahav, a golden menorah, and you have gevim, kaftorim, afrachim, in the way it's described in the Chumash. But then all the Tanaim agree, if you make the menorah from a different metal, is also good, even if it's not such an expensive metal. Even a cheap metal, it doesn't have to be a precious metal like gold or silver or copper, even a cheap metal is also good. If you make a menorah shel cheres, earthenware, like China, there, everybody agrees that that's possible. But it's a machlokes ha'tanaim. What if you made a menorah shel eitz, from wood, or from some other synthetic material? It's not cheap like a kli cheres, but it's not fancy like metal. So that's a machlokes ha'tanaim, how to darshan the psukim. So this was a machlokes in history. What was the menorah, the new menorah that the Chashmonai made? The Mar Menachos has a machlokes ha'tanaim. Was it made from wood, the makeshift menorah, or was it made from metal? Maybe they had metal, but maybe the wood only covered up on top to make it a little fancy. But basically, the menorah was made from metal. I'll call upon him, whatever it was, they had to make a new menorah. So when you make a new menorah, you have to be mekadosh the menorah. So how exactly are you mekadosh the menorah? How do you, one of the many klisharis in the Beis Hamikdash, the menorah with the shulchan, the mizbeach, and you have other kelim, when you do shechita of karbanos, you have to do kabbalah sadam and a klisharis. The lead paskan, the klisharis has to be metal, the menorah has to be metal, it can't be made from wood. So when you make klisharis, how are you mekadosh them? So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in Chumash, kol hakelim shasa Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu made the klisharis for the Mishkan and the Midbar, Mishichasa mekadshasam. He had to make Shemin Mishchas Kodesh, and it says, Vayim Shachem Vayikadosh Oysam. So Gemara understands that's a mean, Vayim Shachem, he did Mishicha B'Shemin HaMishcha Vayikadosh Oysam, Vayim Shachem, the Mem Sofis Vayikadosh Oysam, also B'Mishicha, V'lo L'Doris B'Mishicha, that was a Hayruah Shoh. Only in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Mishichasa mekadshasam. And in a later generation, Mekam V'Yelech, in the later generations, when they made other klisharis, avedosa mechan chasam. You couldn't be mekadosh with klisha, with the mishicha. You had to do the avoda with it. So that's the answer to this kasha. If you have a functioning beis hamikdash and you have a functioning menorah, and then the only shemen you have is shemen tomei, so then the chacham tzvi is right. That's the dinner. It's like a korban. Burning the shemen in the menorah is like pouring wine down the pipes in the mizbech, like pouring water, like bringing karbanis, that you're allowed to bring in bituma, even though normally if it's tameh, it should be pasul. It would say gzeres hakasav. If the karban shezman kavua, if it'll be over yom abatul karbanah, you have to do the menorah hadlokas menorah every night. So if the only shemen you have is tameh, so you madlik with shemen tameh. But that's only if you have a chiyuv and it's zman kavua. But if you made a menorah shel eitz, or shel mateches, whatever it is, you made a menorah, but you weren't mekadosh it yet. It's avedos hamechan chasam. So if you weren't mekadosh it yet, so you can't say zman kavua. You can't say, I'm mechuyev to do the hadlaka tonight. You're not mechuyev to do the hadlaka. You don't have a kosher menorah yet. If you'll do the hadlaka, then it'll be boin ka'achas. The hadlaka will be mekadosh it, and because it's niskadesh, so therefore hadlaka is kosher. Usually you have a cause and an effect. So the cause normally has to precede the effect. So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they did Meshicha. Moshe Rabbeinu did Vayim Shachem Vayikadosh Ois. Moshe Rabbeinu did Meshicha on all the Klisharis. And now it's Mekadosh them. And once the Klisharis had Kedusha, so then you could do an Avoida with the Klisharis. The Doris, you can't do that. That was a Harasha only in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Doris, they say, Avoidosa Mechan Chosm. You have to do an Avoida. But the avoda is no good unless it's a klisharis, and it's not a klisharis unless you do an avoda. So where do you begin from? So that's what the Rishonim use, an expression that is boin ka'achas. It comes together. You do an avoda, and the avoda will be mekadoshit, and the fact that it's mekadosh the klisharis makes the avoda into an avoda. So therefore it has the ability to be mekadoshit. That's called boin ka'achas. It comes simultaneously. So you can't really say, if you have a menorah that's already niskadish b'kedushas klisharis, then you mechuyev to do the hadlaka tonight. If you're not going to do the hadlaka tonight, over yom abatul karbana, you're going to miss the chance to do the mitzvah. Every night there's another mitzvah to light the menorah. But if you made a menorah, you weren't mekadosh it yet, so is there a zman when you're supposed to be mekadosh it? That's the first available opportunity. But there is not. You can't say over yom abatul karbana. So that's what those achrayim answered. In the days of the Chashmonaim, they needed shemen tohor. If you're only going to have shemen tomei, you can't start off the ground. You can't begin. You can't get off the ground over here because it's not Zman HaKavua. Zman HaKavua is only if you have a functioning menorah, then you mechayev to do the hadlaka in the menorah. But if the menorah is not Adayin Lo Nizkadesh, so you can't say that that's Zman HaKavua. You're not mechayev to do it tonight.
But if they use the Shem et Tahor on night number one, then it was already prepared, the menorah. Then for the other nights, they can use tamei oil.
That is correct. That is correct. So you have to come on to the answer of the Pnei Yeshua anyway. But for the first night, I had to have Shem and Tor. And then for the rest of the nights, I really didn't need the miracles. The miracle was to Shochi, Bosom, Shal Yisrael, that they should do it Petar. But you're right. The answer that the Achrayim gave, that it wasn't this Kaddish, only explains why there was a need for any Shem and Tor. Why do you need any Shem and Tor? You could have lit even the first night with Shem and Tor. So it only answered the first night. That is correct, what you say. So they made this Yontav of Chanukah. It's a Yontav of Megillas Tainus. So right off the bat, it's also Betainus. That's everything in Megillas Tainus is also Betainus. Then it's also Behesped. You're not allowed to deliver a Hesped. And then they made a Takana of Behalal Behaido, that you have to recite Halal Shalem. You recite Halal. And then Hoido, that you say Hoido means you say Valanisim. The Gemara says that they instituted v'alanisim in the Shmona Esrei. You say in Hoido, you say Moedim Anachna Loch. We thank you al nisach shebechal yamimono al niflasech v'tevasech shebechal leis erba v'ekev v'tzorayim v'alanisim al apurkan. You thank al chayena hamsurim v'edecha al nishmusena hamsuris loch al nisach shebechal yamimono v'alanisim al apurkan. You thank al Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a Moedim is Hoidoi. We thank you for the Nisim and the Yeshuas that you gave us. There's a Taisvis, and we say Allah Nisim and Purim also. So there's a Taisvis in Maseches Megillah that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Chanukah, that there are people who had an incorrect girsa in Allah Nisim, that they would say Kishen in Allah Nisim. So Taisvis said that's not correct. Kishem means like this. They offer a bakosha, a tchina, a prayer. Kishem shall seize a nisim labasena, kach tasalona nisim. Just like you did nisim to our ancestors years ago, you should nisim to us now as well. So Tosfos says that that girsa in Allah nisim is not correct, because in Moedim, he's supposed to give hoidoy. The Gemara says the layout of the framework of the Shmona Esrei is, the Gemara learns it out from Psukim, so it sounds like it's a din deraisa. You have to start with Shevach and conclude with Hoidoya, and then in the middle, Derech Eretz dictates, you have to start with Shevach, and you have to conclude with thank you. Hoidoya, we thank you for everything you gave us, and in the middle, you give the Bakasha Sarach, and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of all of your needs. So the Gemara says, in the Gimla Rishonis, you shouldn't ask Bakasha Sarachim, it's supposed to all be Shevach, and in the end, you don't say Bakasha Sarach. The end is Moedim, Hoidoya, we thank you. The last Basim Shalom is Bakasha, Sim Shalom Tayyar Racha. But Moedim is Hoidoya al Sheovar. It's not a Bakasha Lahabo. So that's what Tosfos says. You shouldn't say Kishem. Kishem shall cease a lot of saying, Kach Tasa Alona Nisim. Just like you did Nisim in the floors to our ancestors. The Ramah in Hilchas, Birchas HaMozen, writes like this: if a person forgot to say Ala Nisim in Birchas HaMozen, the Gemara says you don't bench over again, because Ala Nisim in benching on Chanukah is only a minik. The Gemara raises the question. The Gemara has a shaila on daf chav dalet amud aleph. Iboilahu, do you have to mention Allah Nisim? Here, four lines from the top. Those that have a Gemara. Iboilahu, ma'al haskar shal Chanukah v'birchas hamozen. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, that you're not obligated to. If you want to, you may, and if you want to say Allah Nisim, when do you say it? If you don't say it in the same place where you say Ritzei and Yalav Yavai. You say it in Neigelucha, just like the Gemara says, just like Kitfila, Matfila Bohido, just like in Shmona Esrei, they made a Takani after Se Ala Nisim and Moedim. So in Benchen, if you want to volunteer to say, that's our minig, we volunteer to say the Ala Nisim and the Benching, so you say in Neigelucha, we thank you for everything, we thank you, Ala Nisim. So it's only a minig to say Ala Nisim and the Benching on Chanukah, on Purim there's a chiyuv to have a Suda. So then you have to, to say Ala Nisim Medina. You have to say Ala Nisim, and the Mogan Avram even has a machloikas. What's the din on Purim if a person forgot to say on Anisim and the benching, maybe he's not Yotze the Suda, maybe he has to repeat the Birchas HaMozen and say on Anisim. But on Chanukah, the whole reciting of Al-Anisim and the Birchas HaMozen is only a minute, so for sure you don't bench over. So there are more rites, and I think it's in Mikut Peches, that if a person forgot the Al-Anisim and the Birchas HaMozen on Chanukah, so he doesn't repeat it, but after the Olam Ayich Hasreinu, we have a lot of Tchinas HaRachman, Imochaleinu Li'olavoy, Rachman is Baruch Vashamayim, Lord, you see a lot of paragraphs of Rachman. So add on another HaRachman, who Yasalon Anisim and Ifloes, Kishem Shasis Halav Zena Bayam Rahim Bazman Azeh, and then you say the whole paragraph in Mei Matizil Ben Yechanan. So that's in the benching when you say HaRachman, Hayam Chile Yam Shkulu Shabbos Amruch Lachayu Alamim, you say a lot of HaRachman, so say another HaRachman, Yasalon Anisim and Ifloes. But in the Shmona Esrei, when he's supposed to say Be'al Anisim, it's supposed to be Hoidoy Elisha'over, Moedem Anachna Locha Anisech Shabachol Yom Imanu, Be'al Anisim Al HaPurk, and you don't say Kishem. Kishem is a bakosha ala habo. That's what Tosfos says. Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima, wrote an autobiography that's very entertaining. So he has one chapter about I think it's called Klisheni, about translations of Gemara. Klisheni is a din, a bishul on Shabbos. If you have soup that was cooked in a pot, that's an eklivishin. When you pour the soup in a bowl, then it's already called klisheni. Klisheni ain't a mevasha. So he talks about translations of the Gemara. He calls that a klisheni, I think. When you're translating the Gemara or the Tanakh from the Hebrew or the Aramaic into German. So he says that someone wrote a translation of Gemara Megillah in German, and he wrote some of the Tosfos in German also, and he didn't understand what Tosfos meant. So he thought that Kishem and Al-Anisim means that you mention Shem Hashem, the Shem HaFarish, Yudkei Vavkei. He didn't know, he didn't understand what it meant, Kishem. It's clearly not correct, that's not what it means. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Chanukah, that Tosfos is a Megillah on Purim, but it's quoted in Hilchas Chanukah as well, that when you say Al-Anisim, you don't say Kishem Lahabo. It's moedim is a hoidoy l'shav, and that's supposed to have a bakosha l'habo. Bazman, this season of the year.
Not miracle.
I think the Rambam has the gift ubizman hazeh. So we're thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for the miracles that he did by Yom HaMahim. We're thanking him for the miracles that he does. Bizman HaZeh also, he does miracles for us now too. But it doesn't mean that we're asking him to do miracles now. We're thanking him for all the miracles that he did in the past. And usually most don't say, U Bizman HaZeh. Most say, Bazman HaZeh. It means this season of the year. This time in the year, he did us miracles.
What exactly is a hesped? I've heard lots of times people start out by saying, you know, today we're not allowed to deliver a hesped, so this, what I'm saying is not a hesped, but I just would like to say a few words, and then they go ahead and say the hesped. So what differentiates a hesped from...
That's not permissible. A hesped means if you're going to get people to cry, you're going to say the milus of the person that passed away, and now he's no longer alive, so that's a hesped. You point out he was a wonderful person, he did good things. So that you're not allowed to do. Not allowed to say
Hesper. Is there anything you can do, or it's
just... Usually you just say a kapitel tilim. That's all. One of the great gedolim 100 years ago, Rabitzela Petterburger, Rabitzela Ponovizha, Rabitzela Yitzchak Rabinovich, he was a super genius. So he always had original opinions. So he came up with an einfal, a chiddush, that the children, the relatives who are in Aninus, one is Misha Mesa Mutalafanov is not allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs. So one of the mitzvahs he's not allowed to fulfill is Simchas Chanukah. So the whole Issa Hesped is because you have a mitzvah of Simchas Chanukah. So the Oinanim, the children of the Nifter, they're not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Chanukah. So there's nothing wrong if they deliver a Hesped. Only the rabbi who's not in the state of Aninus, the rabbi or other people, strangers, shouldn't say a Hesped. But the Oinanim can say a Hesped. His opinion was never accepted because the prohibition against the Hesped is not only delivering the Hesped, the prohibition against listening to a Hesped. So there was a help that the Oinanim are allowed to deliver Hesped, but the others listening are not allowed to listen to a Hesped. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, after Yom Tov is over, and there's a funeral. So there are B'nai Chutzlords there in Eretz Yisrael observing Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So they'll be delivering Esmet by them, it's Chol, but if a Ben Chutz Laretz is there, by us it's Yontif. So you're not allowed to attend the Hesped. You're not allowed to attend the Hesped on Yom. Even though the one is delivering Hesped Behetta, by him it's not Yontif. But if the listeners are observing Yontif, so they're not allowed to listen.
If you say Yalanit at the end of the benching because you forgot, so you're asking for to be some employees, is that proper?
The Shari Tshuva next to the Behetev quotes that Kasha from his Elter Zeta from the Ponim Meiris, I think. Yes, the Mishnah says in Brachas, you're never permitted to ask for a miracle. You're not allowed to ask for a miracle. So, how can you say, Rachman, you ask Alon and Nisim and Flores, Kishem Shal Sisal, I was saying, are you allowed to ask for a miracle? So, he says that there are three rules. To ask for a Nes Nister is certainly permissible. You're not allowed to ask the Ban Shalom should change Chukki Ateva. But a Nes Nister means Hashgacha Pratis. Because Baruch Hu runs the world from behind the scenes. In a fashion that he's not changing teva. So to ask for Nes Nista, that is permissible. Then he says, to ask for Nes on behalf of Klal Yisrael is also permissible, because Klal Yisrael is lemaila min ha-teva. That's what we're learning per Gid Anosha now. So the whole idea of Gid Anosha is that Yankam Avinah fought with the Malach. Malach represents teva, Yankam Avinah represents Klal Yisrael. So when there's a conflict between the Jewish people and teva, so the Jewish people win. Klal Yisrael is lemaila min ha-teva. The Malach succeeded in breaking his leg. So we lose a lot of... We had a Holocaust, and there were pogroms, and they killed a lot of Jews throughout all the generations. But Klal Yisrael as a nation survives, because that's the Klal. The Klal Yisrael is l'malem en ha-teva. So to ask for a nes nigle, on behalf of Klal Yisrael is also permissible. And then the third Klal he gives is based on the Gemara and Tainus. There's one Perek and Tainus that's called Pirka de Hasidi. The Perek that tells story after story about the Tanoim and Amoraim, that they were unusual tzaddikim, and they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring about a miracle on their behalf. And Rabbeinu Shlom listened, he gave them a miracle. So unusual tzaddikim have the right to ask for miracles. That's what you have. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem when he had the Ados Korach was giving him a hard time. So he said, Imbriya Yivra Hashem Epotzos Adam Aspiya. He asked the Rabbanu Shalom, if the Pi Ha'aretz is here from Sheshes May Breshes, it should open up and Adas Kol should be swallowed up. And if the Pi Ha'aretz is not here, Yivra Hashem, he asked the Kodesh Baruch, I want you to create a Pi Ha'aretz now. So Moshe Rabbeinu was an unusual tzaddik. He has the right to ask for such a miracle. Then the Haftorah, on Shabbos Parshas Korach, I think the Haftorah is from the Sefer Shmuel, and you read the way Bnei Yisrael were rebelling against Shmuel HaNavi, they wanted a king. They didn't want him anymore, and he said, it's improper that you want to get rid of me. And he says, I deserve a punishment, and it was springtime, and in the spring in Eretz Yisrael, it never rains, not supposed to rain until after Sukkot, that's the dry season. And Shmuel HaNabi threatens us, he's going to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring rain, and he's going to ruin all the crops, because all the crops were outside, they weren't inside the house, they were drying out in the sun. So he causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cause it to rain. Unusual tzaddikim have a right to ask, just like Klal Yisrael is my man, unusual tzaddikim also have a right to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do a miracle for them. So that's what the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Ponim Iris. That Tfilah HaRachman Yasalon and Nisim and the Flos Geshem Shasisal Avaseinu, we're asking for a Nes on behalf of Klal Yisrael, or we're asking for a Nes Nista. But there's for a Nes Nigla on behalf of Yechid, and that's taka not proper, that's not permissible, you're not allowed to daven for a Nes. Here the Gemara on this daf on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara raises a question. The Tanoim at the time, the Shana Cheres, the year after the Nes Chanukah occurred, the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah that the story of Chanukah occurred 210 years before the Churban Habayis. So the year after the Nes Chanukah, they wanted to see what's going to happen there. Maybe in the course of the year, the victory of the Hashmonaim will be overturned, and everything will go back to become Avodah Zarah. So it says, Shana Acheres, after a year, and they saw that everything is going well, so on the Shana Acheres, a year later, Kavua Masam Yamitam Mehal Bahidur. They made it as a yantav that you say the Alanisim and the Davening in the Shmones. So the Gemara wants to know, you say Alanisim, Shachris Bincha Emar, what about Musaf? What about, let's say, Rosh Chodesh? Sometimes one day Rosh Chodesh, sometimes 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes Kislev has 30 days, in which case only one day Rosh Chodesh. If it has 29 days, then there's only one day Rosh Chodesh. If Kislev has 30 days, there's going to be 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And then you have Shabbos Chanukah. Sometimes you have one Shabbos Chanukah, sometimes you have two Shabbos Chanukah. So if you have Shabbos Chanukah, you have Musaf, and you have Rosh Chodesh, 1 day, 2 days, so do you have to say Al HaNisim in Musaf or not? On a normal day of Chanukah, you don't have to say Musaf. But if it's Shabbos Chanukah, do you have to say Al HaNisim or not? So we say, yes. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, that you do say Al HaNisim. It's printed in the Siddur. We know because it's printed in the Siddur. But then the Gemara asks more Shailas. Gemara asks more Shailas. When you have Rosh Chodesh, a normal Rosh Chodesh that falls out Sunday through Friday, so you give 4 aliyahs. Instead of giving 3 aliyahs on Monday, after you give 3 aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh Chalaman, you give 4 aliyahs. So Rosh Chodesh give 4 aliyahs, but you don't say Haftarah. What about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? You say Haftarah, you say Hashamayim Kisi, but it's a Haftarah because it's Shabbos, not because it's Rosh Chodesh. So the bracha that you say at the end of the Haftarah, you say Mikarash Shabbos Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim, like in Musaf. When you daven Musaf on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so you combine together the two themes of Shabbos and of Rosh Chodesh in one bracha, and you end off Mikarash Shabbos Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. So what do you say in the bracha on the Haftarah? So in the Siddur it's printed Mikarash Shabbos, but in the Gemara it's a Machlekes Amoraim, and then the Gemara on Amud Beis tells you how to paskin lahaloch, and so it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What the maskana is? So Rashi holds, not like our Siddur. Rashi holds that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, when you say maftir on Shabbos morning, Hashemayim Kisi, there's always the haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You do mention Rosh Chodesh in the haftarah, and you end off Mikarash Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Rashi, and they say you should have left that out. That's not correct, but that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What the maskana is? The most famous mitzvah of Chanukah is, of course, Hadlakas HaMenorah. Most of the sugi discusses Hadlakas HaMenorah. That doesn't say in the Brice and the Gilas Tainus. It says Lashana Acheres. The next year, Kvo Masam Yamtam Mahalav V'Haydoya. It says they made a takana to say Halal Sholem every day of Chanukah. And Hoidoya means to say in Moedim, you say Be'al HaNisim, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim. Doesn't say in the Braisa about Hadlokas HaMenorah. There's a Rav Soloveitchik used to say that he used to say that the Avnei Nezer says that the Takana of Hadlokas HaMenorah was introduced after the Churban HaBayis. So the students of Rav Soloveitchik always looked for years and years and they never found this Avnei Nezer. What they found was Rabbi Shaul HaKutna was also a Poyle Shigoyen. Shaul HaKutin was one of the three Gedolim who signed on the Het HaMechira in the late 1800s, that if you sell a farm to an Arab, then you don't have to observe the laws of Shemitah. It was a great Goyen. So he had a son-in-law who was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. So in the end of this, there are three volumes that have Chidushim from Rabbi Shaul HaKutin. So in the end of one of the volumes, they have Chidushim from the son-in-law, so they quote this. They say he was a student of the Avnei Nezer. He came with this Einfach. That the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah was introduced after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. You look in the Rambam also. The Rambam says the next year they introduced it as the Yontif HaLev HaHidoyah. And then he says, Madbikim Neros al Pesach HaBayis. He doesn't say that they introduced it at the same time. So I don't know why Rav Soloveitchik liked that idea. He thought that it's a Zecher LaMikdash. They introduced Hadlakas HaMenorah after the Churban HaBayis. There's a Jewish museum, and there's a Lubavitcher fellow, I think his name is Deutsch. He has a very fantastic museum in Borough Park. You have to have a couple of weeks to study everything that he has in that museum. It's fantastic. He has things that are worth millions of dollars there. He has Kalim from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu from Egypt. It's unbelievable. He has a menorah there, which he says the experts dated it. They said it's from the Bayis Sheni. He has a menorah that they claim they used to use that menorah to light against what this Chiddush that Rav Soloveitchik liked. Whatever it is, The Gemara says you light the menorah and you say brachas. The Gemara said the first night you say three brachas, then the rest of the night you say two brachas. So the first bracha that you say is Asher Gisham Zason La'alik Ner Shal Chanukah. So the Gemara asks the famous question, how can you say Kedushana B'mitzvayso B'tzivanu? That's on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Gemara said, but it's only a takana b'derabanan. He's saying to Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu Kitshono B'mitzvos B'tzivanu La'alik Ner Shal Chanukah. It's only b'derabanan. Heichan Tzivanu? How can you say b'tzivanu on a mitzvah derabanan? The same sugi appears in Megillah as well. You say Kedushana B'mitzvayso B'tzivanu on Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is only b'derabanan. But the famous sugi is over here. So the Gemara gives two answers. No, one is obligated to observe the mitzvahs from the Rabbanah based on the pasuk and Chumash. The Rabbanah Shel Olam told us that we have to observe the mitzvahs from the Rabbanah. Where so? So the first opinion in the Gemara is that it's based on the pasuk Lo Sasur. Rav Yehuda says Lo Sasur. Rav Nechemiah says Shal Avicha V'Yageidcha. So the first opinion is, it says, when you don't know what the din is, and you go ask the Bez Nagadol, whatever they paskin is binding, you have to follow whatever psak the Bez Nagadol gives you. So that's the binding force of all the dinim derabon. The Rambam writes like that in a few places, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, and the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs repeats it again. He says that the binding force of all of the mitzvahs from the Rabbanon is the pasuk loisoser. And the next opinion in the Gemara is, no, it's not based on loisos, it's based on shalavicha v'yageitcha zikenecha v'yomrulach. We should listen to the elders, to the skenim, to the talmid chacham, we should follow their psalm. So you look in the Sefer Mitzvahs, it's a machlekes, the Rambam paskin like the first opinion, and the Rambam paskin is like the second opinion. What's the difference between paskin like the first opinion, second opinion, minaf kemina? So the Ramban says, no, it's a difference, a matter of life and death. The din is that a Zalka Mamre who paskins against the Bez Nagadol is put to death. So what's the din if the Bez Nagadol makes a psak on a din de Rabbanon? You only give a person an oinish aguf of Misa Malkus, ain't onshim, you only give an oinish aguf elam kem azhirin, if he violated an azharah. When we were in school, so the teacher always said, I'm warning the students, if you don't give in the homework, that's called hasrot, that's not called masirin. In Anshim Kem Masir means if you didn't violate a lois essay, then you don't get an Einish Aguf of Malkus or Misa. So the Zaka Mamre is Chayv Misa for Paskin against the Bez Nagadol. The lab that he has to violate is Loisosu. So the Rambam Nishitosa writes that Loisosu applies the Dinim Derabbanan. So if someone will Paskin against the Bez Nagadol on a Din Derabbanan, the man will be Chayv, the Zaka Mamre, the Talmid Chacham will be Chayv Misa. Ramban says that it's not true. We don't paskan loisosur. We paskan shalavicha v'yagetcha. So the Zalkan Mamre who paskans against the Bez Nagadol and an issue of the Rabbanim will not be put to death. So that's Tama Machlokes. Which pasuk? What's the big difference? No, it's a matter of life and death. And Ban holds that you're not chayv misa if you paskan against the Bez Nagadol and a din the Rabban. What did the Ramban get so upset about the Rambam for the two opinions in the Gemara? So the Rambam paskan like the first opinion. You want to paskan like the second opinion because on the hey. No, the Ramban got upset. He said there never was a first opinion. Ramban quotes, he says, look in the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chaf and Mebeis. The Gemara says that all the dinim de Rabbanan as mechinu akro de loisasa. The Gemara says the pasuk loisasa was only intended by the, there never was a first opinion that it really is included in loisasa. That was only intended as an asmachta. Ramban says it can't be included. There never was a sheet that's loisasa. It can't be included in loisasa. Loisasa, the whole parasha reads like this: Ki yipalim imcha dava la mishpat. If you won't know what the din is, and it's going to be a machlekes, divrei rivas bisharecha, it's going to cause friction in the community. Some of the rabbanim say like this. Some of the rabbanim say like that. On a new shaila, the kamta v'yalisa go to Yerushalayim and ask the shaila the Bez Nagadol. Whatever they paskin loisasa mekala dava sheyagid lachayam in esmo. So what are you going to have a shaila? Do we have to light Neris Chanukah? Of course not. There's no pasuk in Chumash. But what do you mean, keep palim chadav? Do we have to light? Do we have to read the Megillah? Of course not. There is no such thing. How do you have to wash until it's your day before you eat bread? No. There's no such thing. You can't apply keep palim chadav ala mishpat dibei rivas b'sherecha. If you won't know what the din is. The din is that until it's your day doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa. Chanukah and Purim don't exist. What do you mean, keep palim chadav ala mishpat? The whole parasha doesn't apply to a din de Rabban. So that's what the Ramban emphasizes. He says the Rambam is wrong, he made a mistake. He says there never was a first shita that is based on Loisos. No one ever meant that. The first Amora Raviyya who quoted Loisos only meant it as an asmachta. So the real marker for the binding force of all the dinim Rabbanan is really the second pasuk. Shalavicha v'yagedcha zikenecha v'yomolo. But that's a pella, that's what Mefarshim asked. Shalavicha v'yagedcha, that has a binding force of a mitzvah. That's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. The context of that pasuk, shalavicha v'yagedcha, learn from history. Ask your parents, they lived through the Second World War. Ask your grandparents, they lived through the First World War. Ask what happened in history. Rabban Shalom always takes care of the Jewish people. That's the context of that pasuk. How did the Gemara quote? Shalavicha v'yagedcha zikenecha v'yomolach v'anchil al yangam hafidah ben adam. It goes on learning from history. What has it got to do with observing takanas the Rabbanan? The second pasuk, how could that be the binding force of mitzvahs the Rabbanan? That's what the Mesillas Yesharim has in one of his essays in the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim. There are separate essays also, but in the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim he explains it's not really based on the pasuk Shalavich V'yagedcha. It's really based on the pasuk V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyodecha. Avas Hashem is a chavis halavavis. That's very hard. You have to develop a love in your heart for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not all. Avas Hashem is supposed to be a chavis leivayim. It's supposed to do things to demonstrate that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how does a child demonstrate that he loves his parents? How does a person demonstrate that he loves his spouse? So when it comes the wife's birthday, so you take her out for supper, you buy her flowers, or on a wedding anniversary or something, you do something, you buy her jewelry, whatever, a dress, whatever would make her happy. You do something to surprise your parents, or to surprise your spouse, to show that you really love them. You do something that they didn't ask you to do. If my wife asks me 10 times, please take out the garbage, and then I take it out, that doesn't show that I love her. If I throw out the garbage before she asks me, that shows that I love her. I know what would please her, so I do it without her having to tell me 10 times. If you do something. So when we volunteer to make HaKadosh, to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, we volunteer mitzvahs midirabbanan. What are mitzvahs midirabbanan all about? We know the direction that the Rabban Shalom wants us to go, and we go above and beyond what he told us to do. Like the Gemara says, on Rosh Hashanah, we blow much more tkiyas than we're obligated to do. The Gemara says, we blow tkiyas the miyushav and tkiyas the miyuman. Why do we blow so much? Kedei la'arbeves ha-satan. How do we confuse the satan? So Rashi says, We show people that we love the mitzvah so much, we do more than the bare necessity. We do more than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us to do. He only told us to blow tkiya, trua, tkiya three times. We blow much more than that. So if you do above and beyond, you're demonstrating that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're doing something that he never told you to do, but you know that would please him if you would do that. So that's what the Mishnah says in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Mishnah quotes the pasuk in Shashim, Ki toivim daidecha miyoyin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I appreciate the love that you demonstrate that you have for me more than drinking wine. What does that mean? Chavivim divrei sofrim yosem miyeinu shel Torah. Daidecha means when the Bnei Yisrael volunteer to observe a mitzvah mid Rabbanan. The Rabbanan Shalom never instructed us to observe the mitzvahs in Rabbanan. This is what we're volunteering above and beyond what he told us to do. But Shalavicha v'yagedcha zikenecha v'yomerloch means ask the elders, they'll be able to figure out what is the spirit of the law. You want to go above and beyond what the Rabban Shalom told you to do, so you have to know what is the letter of the law, what's the spirit of the law. Once you ascertain what is the spirit of the law, then you can know what direction to go in, what would please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes people are going above and beyond what they asked to do, and it's a joke and it's ridiculous. That's not the spirit of the law. So the Gemara just quotes the pasuk Shalavicha v'yagedcha zikenecha v'yomolach. That's not the binding force of the dinim. The binding force is v'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. You have to demonstrate. Avas Hashem is not only chavis ha'lev, chavis ha'lvavis, it's a chavis ha'ivarim. You have to do actions that demonstrate that you love Hashem. What kind of actions? To volunteer something in the direction that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to go, following the spirit of the law. How can you ascertain what's the spirit? Shalavicha v'yagecha. They'll, people who understand Kol HaTorah Kula, will have a better perspective, and they'll understand what is this. If you don't know what the letter of the law is, you can't figure out what the spirit of the law is. You have to know people, you have to have people who, Talmid HaChachamim, who know the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, they'll be able to figure out what would please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the binding force of the Dinim Derabanan. So that's why the Gemara says it is legitimate, it is acceptable to recite a bracha, Asher Kedishana b'mitzvah Yisrael b'tzivanu, and a mitzvah mid-Rabbanu. Even though Rabban Shalom didn't instruct us, but he instructed us to demonstrate Amos Hashem.
And instead of Lo Sasa, what the Rambam hold, how you can make a bracha and din Rabbanu, when you don't make a bracha when you don't violate a law?
Normally, you do not say a bracha when you don't violate a law. That is, I mean, the first opinion doesn't make any sense at all.
Right.
Yeah. When you're about to eat kosher food, you say a bracha shakol. You don't say a shikadisham zavsan shalom lechem acholas asuras. That's the rush in the beginning of Ksubas. Under the chuppah, we say asher kedushanu b'mitzvah yisabit sivano al ha'arayas. He instructed us not to marry forbidden relatives. Vasalanos harusas. What are you saying about isurim? You never say a bracha. So the rush says, obviously, it's not a birchas hamitzvah. You never say a birchas hamitzvah. Yeah, that's a strong taina. How can you say that the binding force is the lav? If all you have is a lav, then you wouldn't be saying a bracha. Yeah, yeah. You have to rely on the second pasuk. And the second pasuk is incomplete. Not shalavich. I guess we have to ask Hashem alakecho. Yeah, that's also a taina against the Rama. That the Ramban said there never was a first opinion. You can't take it seriously. First opinion was only intended as an asmachta. But the Rambam didn't take it like that. The Rambam says that Zalkamam is chayv misa. Because he violates Laisosar. If he paskins against the psaka, the Bez Nagodlan, and then the Rabbanon, the Rambam writes the Ferish that he would be chayv misa. He gives a moshel, Bez Nagodl asses chametz an er pesach b'shor shishis. And now before chatzoy sasa ba'anoh. So if he mekadosh anisha, the kedushin would not be chal. The Gemara said the Zalkamam is only chayv if he paskins against the Bez Nagodl on a matter that has kares. So eating chametz b'shor shishis doesn't have kares, but if you mekadosh anisha b'chametz b'shor shishis, then the bezin says the kedusha anachal, and the girl can marry someone else. And the Zalkamam says the kedusha anachal because the chametz is mutta b'hanua, the kedusha anachal. So if someone else is going to take this girl, he'll be chayv kares. So the Rambam gives you, based on the Gemara, says, hey, Rab gives you that case. That the machlokes between the Bez Nagodl and the Zakamamri could be on a din derabbanan that lead up to an isa koris.
You gave us an example about kiyos. Fine, so you added on to a mitzvah that's midi or isa, the rabbanan, they added on. But when you come to Al Bakr's Nevis Hanukkah or Purim, this is entirely new, entirely different. And nevertheless, you're going to say it's so so.
The Rabbanu Shel Olam wants us to make a Kiddush Hashem. We should talk about the nisim and the flaws that he does for his people. So when we light the Neres Chanukah and we read the Megillah, we're making a Kiddush Hashem. It's a Kiyum of the Nigdashti V'Soch B'nei Yisrael. You're right, it's not the same as Kiyush Shofar. It's a whole mitzvah B'fnei Asma. But the whole thing is to make a Kiddush Hashem. In fact, the Gemara says that women are chayiv on the same daf. The Gemara says 10 lines from the top of Chav Gimel Amanal. Tosis explains women should really be potter from a mitzvah saseh shas man groma, even if it's on a level of the rabbanon. Rashi says that the rule, Rashi and Brocha says that the rule that women are exempt from mitzvah saseh shas man groma only applies to mitzvahs in the chumash. A mitzvah the rabbanon, the rule doesn't apply. And Tosis says that Rashi is against all the gemaras. The old girsa in the gemara was like that. So Rashi crossed out the old girsa. Tosis said, what did he cross out? The girsa. The girsa was correct in brochas. And Afchav, women are potter from Zman Groma, even if it's only the Rabbanon. So that's what Tosis said. The Gemara says that women are chayv in Neres Chanukah, and in Mikra Megillah, and Arba Kosis, and Haseba, despite the fact that all four are the Rabbanon, and all four should have been Zman Groma. So women should have been potter, even if it's a mitzvah, the Rabbanon. But the chayv in all four, because Afin Habi Asanes. You need a special explanation. So what does that mean, Afin Habi Asanes? So there's a famous machlokes, can a woman read the Megillah to be moitzi a man? So the Bahag came up with the Chiddush. A woman cannot taste as close to the Bahag, and they don't think that it's right. A woman is going to read the Megillah, she can't be Motzi a man. Why? Because the man is Mechuyev Mikra Din, even though it's a mitzvah says the Shazman Grama. Women should have been exempt, but we Mechayev them a new reason. Afen Heb Yosanes, it's a new reason. But it's a lower level of Chiyah. It's not the same level of Chiyah as the men. So therefore, a woman is not considered a Mechuyev B'dover. Legabi a man, a woman is not Mechuyev B'dover. According to the Halachas Gedolos opinion, Lechatchila with Machmer for the Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag. That's what Taisa says, called Vardire Kabbalah. The Bahag lived, we're not sure exactly who wrote this Sefer Halachas Gedolos, but it was written in the days of the Gaonim. Some say it was written by one of the Gaonim, Rabbi Hudoi Gaon. The Ramban always said it was written by Rab Shimon from Cairo, Rab Shimon Kayor. But he lived in the days of the Gaonim. The Gaonim were the heads of the yeshivas. We're not sure whether the Bahag was really the president of the yeshiva. He lived in the days of God. So they had a lot of traditions. So that's what Tosfos says, we're always choshish for the Bahag, even if we think it doesn't make any sense. If you're choshish for the Bahag, you should really not permit a woman to light Neres Chanukah for a man either. That's beferish against the Gemara. Gemara beferish that. One of the Amoraim says, when I was single, I couldn't learn in the Beis Medrash on Chanukah till 12 o'clock at night. I had to go home and light Neres Chanukah and then come back to the Beis Medrash. Now that I'm married, my wife is going to light at home and I can stay in the Beis Medrash. I'll see her later tonight at 12 o'clock. After Seder, I'll come home. So you see that a woman can light the menorah to be Moitzi Ben. It's a Beferish Gemara. And it's the same reason Afen Hab Yosanes is given in the Gemara to explain why women are Mechuyev in Mikra Megillah, to explain why women are Mechuyev in Neres Chanukah. So if you say like the Bahag that the Chiv of the women is a lower level, the women should have been Potter. Should have really been Potter because it's a mitzvah says the Shazman Grama. It's a new Chiv Afen Hab Yosanes, it's a lower level, so it should have been the same by Chanukah. The Pashta says, that's what Tosfos is not happy with the Bahag. The Pashta says that it's not a new Chiv. That's what they quote from Rav Elvel Soloveitchik in the beginning of Erchin. See, it says on the margin, on the right-hand side, the margin on Daf Chav Gimel Amin Aleph, that this same Gemara, Afen Rabbi Yosanes, appears in Erchin Daf Gimel. So they have the Shurim from Rav Elvel Soloveitchik on Erchin. So he suggests the following. Maybe Afen Rabbi Yosanes doesn't mean that it's a new reason that they're chayv. Maybe when you light Neres Chanukah, and when you do Hasebe, and when you read the Mikra Megillah, these mitzvahs that are for the purpose of Pesumi Nisa, so maybe this is really a fulfillment of a mitzvah deraisa of an Igdashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael to make a Kiddush Hashem, to be Mefarsim Denisim that the Rabbanu Shel Olam did. So you ask the question, Vishleima Bayit Kiyah Shofar, so we blow more. We blow tkiyas, the miyushim and tkiyas, the miyumim, we blow extra to demonstrate how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'd go above and beyond. But here, you're doing something that's not at all a mitzvah on the level of the rice and mikra, megillah, hadlokas, neres, chanukah. It's not at all a mitzvah. So that's why Rav Elvel Soloveitchik suggested, maybe what it means is like this, afen hoy b'yos ha-nes, the nes occurred to the Jewish people, and we all want to be mefarsim in the nes, and that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of to make a Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is a mitzvah that says Shaloi Hazman Grama. This particular form of Kiddush Hashem is Hazman Grama. To light Neres Chanukah and Chanukah, and to read Mikra Megillah and Purim, and to have Haseba and Abrikosis on Pesach by the Seder, that particular aspect of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is Hazman Grama. You're going to have Haseba on Chanukah, and you're going to read the Megillah on Pesach, so it's going to be the wrong time. But it could be that that's what the Gemara meant. That's what Adovala suggests. Maybe it doesn't mean that it's a new Mechayv. Afen Rabbi Yosanes new Mechayv. It means that it's not called the Zman Groma, because this is a branch of the mitzvah of Nigdash de Besoch Menei Yisrael. So that's why it's not at all the Zman Groma.
Why do we need to differentiate between Megillah and Chanukah? But if we do make it, and Chanukah we say it is good, and
Purim says, out of respect for the Bahag, we don't want to violate his opinion, but we really don't pass him like the Bahag.
We
don't really pass him like the Bahag.
Well, it says Beso. I think that's
what you
say was.
Yeah, we assume that the women are on the same level of Chiyav as the men.
It's a Beso. They're not
yeah.
The
yeah. And we assume that Mikra Din, it's really the same by Mikra Megillah also, but the Bahag said not so. So we're out of respect for the Bahag, so we don't want to violate his opinion.
On what basis do those that say Halal on Yom Yerushalayim make a bracha on it?
We don't.
But a lot of people do. Some people.
They're fulfilling a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And then there is a, we know there is a bracha on Halal, on Pesach Shavuos Sukkot, you do say a bracha on Halal. So there is a concept of reciting a bracha over mikra, ksuvim, betzibur. There is such a concept.
Even though it's not universally accepted.
Right. In the days of the Gemara, it wasn't yet universally accepted to recite Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara in the end of Taina says that Rav was an adult and he got smicha and by Rabbi Yudah Anasi, he moved to Bavel. Rav and Shmuel both learned in Eretz Yisrael, and they both decided to, they were living in Eretz Yisrael, they both decided to move to Bavel because there was no learning. So each one founded a big yeshiva. And then the Gemara says there were big amaratzim during the time of Rav and Shmuel. So Rav came to Shul on Rosh Chodesh, oh, they're saying Halal. He never heard of that. He said Halal on Rosh Chodesh, never heard of it. And the Gemara says, Sovel Apsikin, I was going to tell him to stop saying Halal, they're making a mistake. Then Kivin Achaz had become a Dalgi Dilugi. He saw that they're skipping every other paragraph. So he understood that one Kasha Faremph is the other. It must be they have a Minig. So he left it like that. But he never heard of that Minig. And Tosfos says it would appear from the Gemara that they said a Bracha. We say a Bracha on Chatzihal. It was also not a universal Minig. So Tosfos says, how you talking? How can you say a Bracha on Halo? It's not even Kinshon and Mitzvah Sivonu. It's not even a Chiv Midirabonu. It's only a Minig. So Tosfos says, no, such a thing exists. There is such a kiyum deraisa. There is such a kiyum of kriya, just like you say bracha on kriya satayra, say bracha when you say the haftar, that's a navi. So too you say bracha when you lain kriyas ksuvim betzibur. When you lain halal on yontav, you say bracha. In the days of the Gemara, that's on the next day. In the days of the Gemara, chavdal and aman aleph, they used to have a haftar by Shabbos to mincha. We don't have it anymore. Rashi says it was discontinued a long time ago. But in the days of the Amoraim, they said a Haftarah by Mincha. I, the Mishnah Megillah, says, Beferish, Eim Haftirim Ben Novi, Shabbos de Mincha. So Taisa says, Ben Novi, but they used to say Haftarah from Ksuvim. And they said a Bracha. And they said a Bracha on the Haftarah. So the Gemara has the Shaila. Gemara has the Shaila. If it's Yantav Shecholiyos b'Shabbos, in the morning when you're laying in between Shachris and Musaf, if it would have been Yantav alone, you would have said after, it would have been Shabbos alone, you said after. So it's both Shabbos and Yantav. Yantav Shecholiyos b'Shabbos, so you combine the two together, and they say the bracha, after that time, Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. What about Temincha? So Shabbos Temincha in the afternoon, you do say after from Ksuvim. But Shabbos on but Yontif to Mincha, you don't say, you don't learn Kriyas HaTorah at all. Yontif, you don't learn Kriyas HaTorah at all. Shabbos afternoon, they learn Kriyas HaTorah to Mincha and you say Haftarah. So that's what the Gemara has a Shaila. When you say the Haftarah on Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, which we don't say at all, do you say Mekadosh HaShabbos? Or do you say Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Ba'azmanim? So Rashi says the Maskana was you say the whole thing. Because Rashi holds on Rosh Chodesh Chali is B'Shabbos. The Shachris, he say, Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi holds that over here also. He do say, Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael HaZmanim on Yantav B'Shabbos. So what they laying Ksuvim for? What they, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say in the name of his mother. Usually he said things from his father. This he said from his mother. That in Perikol Kisve, it says in Masech HaShabbos, the Neid and Nisa de Rabbanan, you're not allowed to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos. Because the Rabbanim used to give a public shir on Shabbos afternoon. The people went to work all week long, so they didn't have an opportunity to learn Shabbos. They didn't go to work. So the rabbi gave a shir on Halacha. He gave a shir on Nedidim. So they didn't want people to miss the shir. So if you're going to read a novel, it's very captivating. So you're going to get so engrossed in the novel, you're not going to go to the shir. So there's certain parts of Ksuvim that are so fascinating, Ezra and Nehemiah, Daniel, are so fascinating, you're going to start reading that. You're going to miss the Shia. It's like reading a novel. So they prohibited learning Kriyas Ksuvim Mitzibah. So this, when does this Isser begin? The Isser seems to begin after Kriyas HaTorah in the morning on Shabbos, until Kriyas HaTor by Mincha. In between, you're not allowed to. Before, they used to have a Chevet Tillim. And a lot of shuls had a Chevet Tillim in Europe and America. So on Shabbos, they wouldn't say Tillim after Musa. They would say either before Shachris or after Mincha. Because Tillim is from Ksuvim. So they're not allowed to say Ksuvim on Shabbos. So that's why, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, mother. That's why they used to have a Haftarah from Tehillim, Haftarah from Ksuvim, by Mincha, to demonstrate that the Issa Kriyas Ksuvim is off. From Kriyas HaTor in the morning to Kriyas HaTor and Mincha, it's also to learn Ksuvim, because you're going to be so intrigued, you're going to be so taken by the stories, you're not going to show up to the Shir, the Rabbi Shir.
Are we implying then that one who does say Hallel on Yom Yerushalayim should make a bracha?
There is precedent, there is such an inyan to say a bracha. There is an inyan to say a bracha. The question is it right to say Hallel? That's another story. What are the rules and regulations? When does it make sense to say Hallel?
Would the same precedent work all 365 days of the year?
You have to have a cause to say, you have to have a good cause to say Hallel.
Is the Issur Ksuvim during that period, is that why we read the Megillus, let's say, on Shuas or on Pesach, when you share Shirim, you do it before you do the regular laning instead of after the regular laning?
Yeah, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. We say Torah B'Shena Torah Torah Kaidem, so shouldn't you read the Kriyas HaTorah first on Yontif and then read Megillus Rus? Why do we read Megillus Rus before Kriyas HaTorah? So he thought that's the reason why, because Megillus Rus is from Ksuvim and Shir HaShirim is from Ksuvim, so once you go to learn Kriyas HaTorah in the morning al Yontif, there's an Issa Kriyas Ksuvim. So in order to be able to learn it, so they learn it before Kriyas HaTorah, because the Issa Kriyas Ksuvim only applies in the middle of the day. I'm just mentioning that Tosfos comes to explain how can there have been a practice, how can we have a practice to say Chatzi Halam or Shchodesh with a bracha? It's not even a chiyuv midrabbanan. Echen tzivon, the Gemara says, on a din derabbanan. Here there isn't even a din derabbanan, it's only a minig. So Tosfos says, even if you're not obligated, but if you learn Kriyas Ksuvim mitzibur, there is a kiyum. There is a kiyum. And it's worthy of reciting a bracha. That's what Tosfos defends, that practice. Yeah. So Echik once mentioned that when he was a young boy, he was really raised by his mother's father, by Rabbi Leo Feinstein. That was Moshe Feinstein's uncle. Rabbi Soloveitchik's mother and Moshe Feinstein were first cousins. Her maiden name was Feinstein. So he really spent a lot of time with his grandfather, Rabbi Leo Feinstein. And when he was young, so he only visited Rabbi Chaim and Brisk 3 or 4 times. At the end of Rab Chaim's life, the last year and a half, they were together in Warsaw all the time. They were learning together every day. But Rab Elba Soloveitchik was there too. He was also there at that time. But when he was young, he hardly ever saw Rab Chaim. He heard a lot of Torah from Rab Chaim. His father told him over. So he said, on one occasion, he remembers that he was in Brisk, and the Zayde Rab Chaim held that drasha in shul, Ria. And part of the drasha was to explain what the nusach means that we say Raftas Rivam Dantos Dinam Dakamtas Nikmasam. Why the three Lashonos? You have the same thing in the nusach HaBrocha that you say on Purim. The Brocha after Mikra and Megillah, you say HaRavish Rivenu Adonis Dinenu Adnoikem Es Nikmasen. So he said Raftas Rivam means HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. He had a whole source in the Medrash Rabbah like that. Rav Tazrim HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as a baldin. If there's a case, a din Torah between the Jewish people and the Umas Olam, so Rabbanu Shalom tainazois the case on our behalf. He acts as the baldin, Rav Tazrim, danto as dinam, he acts as the dayan, and then the kamtas hikbasim, he acts as the shoter, to mete out the punishment that the Umas Olam deserve. So he said, Rav Chaim gave different suggestions. Why did the Rabbanu Shalom act as if he's the baldin? We should act as the baldin. So one suggestion was that all of the Kuzari has this. He said the name of the Kuzari, that all of the Redifus that the Ummah Salam give to the Jewish people, really they're rebelling against the Rabbanu Shalom. The Jewish people accepted the Torah. The Ummah Salam didn't want to. So they're really rebelling. This is their way indirectly of rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Rabbanu Shalom is really the Baldin. So that's why Rav Tazrivam, he argues out the case on our behalf, because really on his behalf, They really, all the redifas they give the Jewish people is their way of rebelling against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then he gave another suggestion, Mishem Abchaim, that the Gemara in Cheskes Habatim quotes a din of Taininon. If you have a din Torah between two parties, and one of the parties is a Yosem, his father had a business and the father died, he doesn't know what was doing in the business. He was no shooter for the business. He wasn't there when the father borrowed the money or invested the money. He doesn't know. So there's a pasuk, Psach Picha Le'ilim, a pasuk in Mishle. If a person is mute and he doesn't know how to talk, so help him out. So you speak on his behalf, you help him out. So the Gemara says, Psach Picha Le'ilim is the basis of the principle of Taininon, the Yisaimim and the Lekuchas. Let's say a person bought a field from someone else. I claim, I come and I say, that field belonged to me. I can prove the field belonged to me. I'm the Marakama. And I say that, so I come and I say, you stole the field from me. You say, no, you bought it from me, so we have it in Torah. But if you sold it to someone else, this guy doesn't know anything. He just said, I bought it from the previous person. I don't know how the other guy got it. So Bezin will advance a tain on behalf of the Lekuchas. That's what the Gemara says, tainin and liyisaimim, v'lelekuchas. Bezin advances the taina. Why? Because whenever the baldin is a la bar taina, yisaimim or lekuchas, they weren't involved, they don't know what to say. So Bezin has to psach tichlu. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, b'shem Abchaim. The Bnei Yisrael don't even know how much we lost. We don't even know. They destroyed so much Torah, and they killed so many people. I remember I was born in the middle of the Second World War. So after the war was over, they said the Nazis killed 9 million Jews. And then now they say 6 million. Now they say less than 6 million. They say there's 6 million Jews that they kept records of. There are 3 million Jews that they didn't keep records. They just shot them and they killed them. The others, they kept records with numbers, with names and numbers and everything. We don't even know what the Taina, we don't even know what the Yom HaSoilim did to us. They killed so many Talmid HaChamim and they destroyed so much Torah. So but the Ribbono Shel Olam has to advance the Taina on our behalf because we're not even knowledgeable of what the Taina has to be. So that was part of the drasha that he heard from our Prime. It was interesting. Afer Lechon Chanukah.
Good. Wouldn't Hashem, if he's a baldin between Israel and Musa Olam, he's disqualified because of the Gia.
Okay. Beautiful. To be a diet, you want to be a baldin? It's always a